K-A-Y-T. Gina. Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise him out there. Hallelujah in radio land. Thank you, Jesus. We bring you greeting in the name of Jesus. This is God's Spoken Word. Prophet, and evangelist, Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson. Oh, on this great, great, beautiful first Sunday in August. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, thank you for everything you already done, what you're finna do. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor because you're worthy to be praised. All the backsliders, the sick, shut in, nursing home, hospital, carrying from the crown of their head, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. All the sick, shed in, drug addict, prostitute, give all my mind to be saved. Get a hold to all our children, grandchildren, loved ones, nieces and nephews, sisters and brothers. Give them all a mind to be saved. Like we're crying out for soul. Mm-hmm. One by one, name by name, you know their ears. Don't let them rest. Don't let them get no peace till they come to you. One by one, name by name, all these blessings. We ask it in Jesus' name. Bless all the Marie family in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God for my home.
Thank God for my wife. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful prayer. Coming from my wife, Evangelia Luella Simpson. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, now, the message this morning is, hallelujah, where is love?
Sing, guys.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The answer is sin, got it. That's why you have so much uproar in the church. That's why you have so much confusion in the church. That's why the church is so worldly. Good God Almighty Jesus. That's why you can't tell who from who. Lord, it's a shame that you can be standing on the street or in different places and see two women coming towards you and you can't tell which is saved and which is not by the way they dress.
Then
somebody said, no, it's not the way they dress. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For the Bible said in 1 Thessalonians 4:4 that we should know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. It's God Almighty Jesus.
Amen.
You mean to tell me I can't tell who's who when I see two women walking down the street and one professing to be saved and another professing not to be saved? There's a difference.
Preach
There's
it.
A difference. Why? They don't love the Lord. They don't love the law of word. They don't love the law of ways. They don't love the word. They don't love each other. God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love? Sin got it. Sin got the love.
Amen.
That's why preachers are jealous of each other. Hallelujah. Choir members are jealous of each other. God Almighty, why is love? Sin got it.
Amen.
That's why no catching out devils in the churches no more. Nobody getting healed in churches no more. Nobody repenting of their sins. Good God Almighty. And getting baptized in Jesus' name. Good
Praise
God
it.
Almighty. Ow! Nobody getting filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking with tongue. Why? No love between the preacher. No love between the members. They ain't got time for the Lord.
Preach
but they can go on the beach and strip and have naked and walk around with their naked self. Hallelujah. In the outside of men's, in the outside of God. And them same women's and them same men gonna go somewhere and try to pray for somebody. They gonna go somewhere and try to preach a quiet love.
Sing
and got it. For he said, you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll do what I tell you to do.
Lord.
If you love me, you'll be holy. And the commandment is be holy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
why is love? Sin got it. When you do have a revival, it's about money, not by souls. When you do have a revival, oh, thank you, Jesus, the performing and entertaining. God am I. Why is love? Sin got it. You got to love the Bible, Jesus said. In Matthew 22 and 20 and 37, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord with all thy heart,
heart and all
And with all thy soul. And with all thy mind. 38 verse says, this is the first and great commandment. Woo, Lord, how much I love this. This is the first and great commandment. And the third is ninth verse, and the second is like unto him. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Where is love? Sin got it. That's why you can't love your neighbor. Sin got it.
Amen.
That's why you can't love them. Your wife. Sin got it. That's why you can't love your children. Sin got it. That's why the preacher can't preach. Sin got it. The preacher love ball game. They love all different kind of sport. They like to go fishing and go hunting. Everything. They put God on the back burner. And God for me, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thank you, Jesus. Anytime you put anything before God, that's a dollar. Amen. Why is love? Sin got it. Sin, I will shut now. Sin in a witchcraft, high little fornication, covetous, all in the church, laughing and joking, and lying, all in the church. No wonder the Bible says, a lie won't tear it in my sight. Thank you, Jesus. Why is love? Sin got it. They playing with the Lord. They playing church. They going through the motion. They not real.
Uh-huh.
They shout not real. They dancing not real. Where is love?
Preaching.
Got a homosexual in the church. Homosexual preaching. Lesbian prophesizing. Lesbian teaching. Where is love? Satan got it.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
A sin for a lesbian. It's a sin for a homosexual.
Preaching.
It's a sin for a fornicator. It's a sin for a whoremonger. It's a sin. Good God, my
love, horrible son.
The Bible tells
you,
the Bible said, oh, hallelujah, 1 John 4:8, he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love.
Love.
Where is love? Sin got it.
Uh-huh.
That's why you can't do nothing for the Lord. You ain't got no love. That's why Jesus said, excuse me, that's why it said in Jeremiah, I give you a pastor after my own heart who will teach you and love you. I don't understand that. We got too many hirelings and not enough, no pastors.
Uh-huh.
See, a hireling don't love the flock. A hireling don't love the members, if you please. Hireling, all he wants is money and pretty cars and pretty suits. Thank you, Jesus. But a pastor care for the flock.
Uh-huh.
A pastor love the flock.
Preach
a pastor
it.
Go see about the flock. Thank you, Jesus. A pastor go and meet the need of the flock. A pastor go look for the flock when they be missing. That's love. Where's love? Hit it, baby. Hit it, baby.
Where's love? Sin got it. It's time to stop shacking and backbiting, talking like Jezebels, and ain't doing like God called you
preach
to preach. He said, preach the word. He said, preach my word. Preach it in season. Preach it when they don't want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Where's love? Sin got it.
Uh-huh.
It's time to stop backbiting, stop lying, whole-monging, talking about the preachers and the wife and the children, talking about your sisters and brothers and the Lord. It's God is angry with y'all every day.
Uh-huh.
He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name, get baptized in my name.
Yeah.
Because I died for them. I love them. Tell them I'm coming.
Uh-huh.
He waiting with his own word open.
Yes.
Come on to Jesus. Answer in Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Where love sin got
all right,
I tell you, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back.
He's
been good to me, and I'm going to praise him every chance I get because he's been good to us down through the years. And he's still being good.
Uh-huh.
He supply all of your needs
all
up to his riches and
glory.
We ain't got to ask for nothing. God supply our needs.
Uh-huh.
Where love sin got?
Uh-huh.
It's time to love your sisters and brother, love your enemy, love everybody. God is love, so we got to love too. I love you. Hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that word.
Jesus.
Why has love?
Woo. Hallelujah.
Why has love money got?
Yes.
That's why the Bible said love of money is the root of all evil. Good God Almighty, where is love? The football game got it. Where is love? The golf course
preach
got it. Where is love?
Hallelujah.
Sexy cold drink. We got it. Oh, sanctified women, quit wearing these sexy clothes. Sanctified women, go wash your face. Pull off the stuff. Pull off the makeup.
Yes.
Pull off the jewelry. Pull
preach
off the faces. And good God Almighty, and go back to your first love.
And sanctified do your first
go. Hallelujah. Sanctify me.
Yes.
Cut your hair. Get the stuff away from around your mouth. Sanctify me. Put on some clothes.
Yes.
Put on the right clothes.
Uh-huh.
Put all them tight clothes
yes.
on. Where is love?
Sin got it.
And the Bible said, hallelujah. And 1 John 2:15, love not the world.
These are things in the world.
These are things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father
is not in him.
That's what love is. The love of the world. The church loved the world. The church worldly. Because they're singing worldly songs. They're doing worldly things. The church is so worldly. Thank you, Jesus. Still the saint drawing the world. The world is drawing the saints.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Why is love? The same God. God of mine, no love. No love for your brother.
Uh-huh.
No love for your daddy.
Jesus.
No love for your children. No love for the pastor. No love for the pastor wife. No love.
Praise
thank
it.
You, Jesus. Why is love? We got to love this word.
Amen.
We got to love this word enough to do what the word says. It said, be holy in all manners of conversation. That word it mean, your conversation mean, your conduct.
Uh-huh.
Why love? Thank God. It ain't nothing for you to have a church piece, a church person curse, say a bad word, a light up a cigarette, a drink of beer, take a shot. Say ain't nothing wrong with
Lord.
It. Thank you, Jesus. You don't love the Lord.
Praise
you don't know that. If you love the Lord, you'll keep his commandment.
Amen.
Why love? Satan got it. Jeremiah 17:9
says,
the heart is different. The heart is deceitful above all things and definitely wicked. Who can know it? The heart is dirty. The heart is wicked. Thank you, Jesus. And let God come into you. And when they get the Holy Ghost, that heart becomes pure love. And a lot of preachers got a problem with saying perfect. They don't want you to say you can't nobody be perfect. I mean, they don't want you to say you got to be perfect.
Yes,
they
holler at
everybody,
too.
Can't nobody be perfect. But let me tell you, Lord was speaking to me about that. Lord told me to say, anytime you have a preacher saying that they got a problem with saying being perfect, he got hidden agenda. And when they say you can't be perfect because they're into something, they're not of God. Reading, they say you can't be perfect. They don't want to hear that because they're doing things not like the Lord. They're putting on things not like the Lord. They're walking upright. Hallelujah. Excuse me. They're not walking upright before God. Where is love? Sin got it. Thank you, Jesus. One thing about sin, sin is a mocker. Sin is danger.
Uh-huh.
Sin is deadly. Sin stinks.
Praise
sin will separate you from the love of the Lord. Sin will cause you to error. Sin will cause you to do wrong. That's why Jesus told him in the 13th chapter of St. Luke, hey,
yes, Lord.
If you repent, you are likewise paper. Why is love?
Sin got him.
That's why they're rebellious and full of confusion. Thank you, Jesus. Witchcraft in the church. Root wiggers in the church. Homemongers in the church. God of my baby killers in the church. Why is love?
Sin got him.
God ain't going to dwell in no unclean spirit. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 24:11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive men. Already out there.
Uh-huh.
False prophet, false apostle, false bishops, false preachers.
Thank you, Jesus.
False elder. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, sin got it. Hallelujah. We got to be holy. We got to be holy every day. He coming for a church without a spot. Without a wrinkle, without a blemish, in such thing.
Yeah.
Why you think he died? He went on the cross for my sin and your sin.
Yes, he
said, no man, take my life. Ow! No man killed me. Oh, no man killed me. I laid down my life and I got power to pick it up again.
Amen.
Why I did it for Simpson. I did it for Luella.
Preach
I did it for you and you and you. He died for our sins. He died that we may be saved.
Jesus.
He died that we may be filled with the Holy Ghost. He died so we may have the right to the tree of life. That's why he said in St. John, y'all know the scripture very well, St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That Son had one number, God, wrapped up in the flesh. Why is love? Why is love? Why is love? Why is love? Come on in.
Amen.
Come on, repent of your sins.
Jesus.
Come on, get baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost. We gone.
God bless you. We love you in Jesus' name.
We gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
We gone.
Hallelujah.
Come on, be saved. And we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
the beginning. And now, baby, when you have to leave, I'm all seeing, all knowing, all mighty, ever showing, for
him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me, Lord. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Forgive me, O Lord.
100.1. KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.